This is what I know. First, your heart will break. You will lose a partner, a sibling, a parent, a child, your health, your home, your work, your voice. You will start by staying in bed. Being awake is the first and hardest thing to get through, and you may ache every minute of the hours in between the relief of sleep. The ache will overwhelm you at times. The ache will press on your chest so hard it may be difficult to move. The ache will shake through your body in uncontrollable sobs. The ache will numb you to all feeling. The ache will want to break things. The ache won't care what does break. Try to wait. The early days of shock need to pass. Fill those days and waking hours with something, anything. It doesn't matter what, as you probably won't remember. If you can.
That's the gentle voice of Krista Couture with some sage advice.
I recommend hours.
When it comes to loss and moving gracefully through grief, this writer, singer, and now filmmaker knows a thing or two, because Krista has lived through her fair share of loss. And now she's teamed up with Indigenous writers, artists, and animators to create a series of short films. Each one a personal story of loss.
My mother got lost in the woods.
Each voice sharing wisdom to help others through the darkness.
You want to dream.
Danse, Anine, Bujou, hello and welcome. This is Unreserved on CBC Radio 1. I'm Rosanna Deerchild. Today on Radio Indigenous, how to lose everything. This, my friends, is a heavy introduction. But hang on, because it does get better. Writer and musician Krista Couture was 11 years old when she received her first cancer diagnosis. It was bone cancer. And in that fight, she lost part of her left leg, which was amputated just above the knee. It's one of her earliest memories of grief and loss, but more would come. She lost her first son when he was just a day old due to complications during childbirth. And her second son died at 14 months old due to complications with his heart. Soon after losing her sons, her marriage ended. And just as some new beginnings emerged, that's when the second cancer diagnosis would come. In an effort to work through this incredible loss and grief, Krista turned to music. She put out 7 albums, and in 2020, she wrote a memoir called How to Lose Everything. These were important projects in helping her deal with her own grief. But now, Krista's looking to help others with their experiences with grief and loss, because she's a superhero. Krista Couture joins us now. Hello, my friend.
Hi. Oh
my gosh, I almost just cried reading that small intro. I don't even know how I'm going to deal with this interview.
That was heavy. I mean, when you list it like that, I'm like, whoa, that's hard.
It is. It is hard.
When you're in it, when you're in your own experiences, you know, like it's one thing, but when you hear it like in bullet points, it's something else.
Do you look back and think, what the hell? How am I even still alive here? What's going on? Krista?
Sometimes I look at that list and I think, wow, yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I know that we all experience losses, and I mean, this is my whole shtick, right? Like we're all united by experiencing grief. No one can escape it. And at the same time, I know that I have had some extraordinary experiences. So yeah, when I hear it read back to me, it's like, oh yeah, those, a couple of those are acceptable.